Next item, could you introduce the item, Mr. Harris? Thank you.
Item three is the annual election of a board chair and vice chair, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. And our vice chair, Dr. Hunter, has expressed her willingness to continue this year in that position. And myself, as chair, I'm also expressing my willingness to continue this year. So I will now turn this over to my colleagues to have a discussion on this item.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. For our new board members, we don't have any set protocol in rotating this position, the chair and vice chair position. The statute just requires that we have an election once a year. And some years we've had the chair continue on the same individual for many years. I held it for, I think, 8 or 9 years with Russ Jeffries as vice chair. But before that, it rotated every year, every couple of years. I found that it really took me a couple of years to even get comfortable in the role of chair, let alone being a board member. So I'm very comfortable with keeping things as they are, you know, right now, and giving both Dr. Hunter and Dr. Wolf at least an additional year in this capacity. If anyone else on the board would like to express their points on this, I would love to hear.
Well, I would just suggest that we maybe do a formal nomination for chair and elect, and a formal nomination for vice chair. And if that's acceptable, I have a nomination I'd like to make.
Well, we always do it one at a time, so that would be fine.
I'd like to nominate Dr. Wolf for chair then.
Second.
We don't need a second.
All those in favor of the motion?
We should see if there's any other nominees.
Okay.
I just want to say that they've done a great job. They put in a lot of effort. It takes a lot more effort being on a chair or the vice chair than it does the rest of the board members. And you guys have done a great job. We weren't sure we had a good pair of chair and vice chair before you both stepped into it. And so I really appreciate all the work you've done the last year. And I think you can be chair and vice chair for life, as far as I'm concerned. Thank you.
Well, I wouldn't sign up on that necessarily, but appreciate the vote of confidence. So I will let my colleagues then continue in this nomination process.
Okay. Well, we have a...
So we just continue the nomination for both chair and vice chair?
Well, we'll vote.
Yeah.
So we really have a motion.
Yeah.
Mr. Johnston made a motion.
Mm-hmm. No, I made a nomination, and if anybody else wishes to nominate someone else for chair, I think that's probably the best procedure. And we may only have one nomination, but we should give an opportunity rather than simply make a motion and vote on it.
Well, does anyone else want to nominate someone for chair? Okay.
So,
Mr. Johnston, do you want to move your nomination?
Sure, I move motion? Then that we reelect Dr. Wolf as chair.
Okay.
So we take a vote?
Yeah, all those in favor?
All those in favor.
Aye.
Aye.
Do I count his second?
I don't think you need a second on a nomination. No. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Any opposed? Okay, that's unanimous.
And then the second nomination for vice chair.
I'll nominate Monica Hunter as vice chair.
Okay. Does anyone else want to nominate someone else as vice chair? Okay.
So all in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Unanimous.
Okay. So, thank you both
thank you very much.
Agreeing to serve again.
Oh, right. I'd like to say thank you all for your support and for your mentorship. Each of you brings a perspective and an expertise, a field of knowledge that I respect highly, and I believe that this board is among the most collegial and working very hard collaboratively to understand and bring to bear our best understanding and our best thinking on the ways to solve the various issues and problems and challenges of the communities in the region. And I am very proud to have the honor to continue to serve on this board, and I thank the board for their confidence in me. Thank you.
Thank you, and I'd like also to thank all of you for your help and patience in the beginning of taking the chairmanship. As Mr. Young indicated, I have been chair for over 8 years. So last year I had my training wheels on. I've been removing them time to time. So far, I do not have any scrapes. And I'm not trying to make bicycle jokes here because that would be inappropriate. But I just want to thank all of you for working with us. And indeed, there's a lot of work involved in this, but it's also rewarding, being able to make a difference. So thank you.